Well, I'll tell you what, I had these notes already written, and I'm listening to all these prophetic words and about rejoicing and celebration. And I was going to say, is Palm Sunday is a unique day, and it's time to celebrate. So we decided a number of years ago that we were going to change Palm Sunday to basically a feast day celebrating the event of Palm Sunday, because in the Anglican calendar and in the Roman calendar, this is Passion Sunday. And you read is it the same in the Lutheran church? You read the Passion Gospel on Palm Sunday. So you have the crucifixion on Sunday, and then you have on Maundy Thursday the institution of the Lord's Supper, and then you crucify him all over again on Good Friday, and then he can be resurrected. It doesn't make any sense, you know, logically, liturgically. And so, you know, we prayed about it as a rector's council, and we said, no, we're gonna celebrate Palm Sunday as the unique festival that it actually is. And so we do Palm Sunday as Palm Sunday. There's no Passion Gospel today. This is a feast day. This is a time to celebrate and the Lord's entry into Jerusalem. And in this service today, you're going to hear, oh, hallelujahs. And you're going to hear hosannas. By the way, do you all know what hosanna means?
Save us.
Save us. The people are crying out on Palm Sunday, save us, save us. What are they crying out on Friday? Oh, well, anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Okay. But Holy Week is one of the hardest weeks to preach, because everybody knows the story already, you know? And if I preached a truly unique sermon with a unique point, it would probably be heretical. So we don't do that, okay? There's the redundancy of the message throughout Holy Week, and so it gets a little bit difficult for us as preachers to give you a fresh presentation of a familiar word, as it were. And so what I did today is I created a monologue, all right? This is a monologue, but I am not so dramatically inclined as another member of my family is. And so I'm going to have another member of my family read to you and perform the monologue. We will have little snippets up on the screen, too. These are some pictures that I took when Miranda and I were in the Holy Land, and some of them I downloaded from the internet, but the attention belongs on the dramatic performer today. So, dramatic performer, come.
Let's move this out of the way.
Look, Abba, even as the sun begins to tint the sky with the promise of light, the moon hugs the western wall. Is that not beautiful? I love to watch the moon. As it descends toward the distant horizon, it seems to grow, doesn't it? It's almost full. Not quite, but just a few more days. Passover is but a few days away. I cannot see it with these eyes, but I know, Abba, that throughout the city, such a busy city it is, some families are preparing. They know how to keep the law, do they not? Homes are being swept. All of the leaven is being consumed. The lamb is being brought into the home. Yes, the paschal lamb, the sacrificial lamb is being prepared. But will they have the eyes to see what you have prepared for those who love you? Ah, it is beautiful. Oh, Abba, this city of our father David, Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Yes, it is beautiful. But, oh, the ache is deep in my heart, in my spirit, Abba. These tears, yes, these tears, I pray, may they wash over not only my face, but over this whole city, our city. Oh, even today, Jerusalem, you would know the things that make for peace. But no, she is blinded. The things that herald peace, the hopes that long for love, they are hidden from her eyes. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that killed the prophets and stoned those who were sent to prophesy to you. How often would I have gathered you in my arms like a hen gathers her brood under her wings. But you would not have it. O Abba, your house, it has become forsaken and desolate. It breaks my heart. Please, Abba, receive these tears as a prayer for her. How is it that we have come here now? Galilee, oh beautiful Galilee, it seems so far away, both in time and distance. When was I there? What was I doing? It was tranquil. There was peace there. Yes, it was peaceful, but it was a transient peace. Maybe the better question on this blessed morning, the first day of the week, is what am I doing here? Abba, you know how the men tried to talk me out of coming. They say they'll kill you. The Pharisees are plotting with the Herodians to kill you. Why would you go to Jerusalem? It is the Passover, is it not? To fulfill the law. Where else would I be? But more to the point, Abba, you said, go. Not my will, but yours be done. I'm here. Is now the time? The appointed time? Here am I, Abba. Here am I. I love this time of day. Was this not one of the best things we created? The morning light. Here on the hillside of the Mount of Olives, here among the graves of those waiting to be resurrected. It is dark. But look. Look, Abba, the first fingers of light teasing the pinnacle of the temple and dancing on the high strands of cloud, waving their greeting to this new day. Is it not transcendent? And quiet. I can almost say the world is at peace. But it is a fragile peace, is it not? Oh, this time of day, yes, I love it. It is your gift to me, bathed in your peace. Thank you, Abba. Thank you. Well, the world is wondering. I always wonder where I've gone when I want my private time with you. I've thought about the importance of these quiet times, the times of retreat from the noise and confusion, the times of intimacy with you. I have modeled for them. And when they asked, I taught them how to pray to you, our Father. But they still wonder. There's still so much to do, so much to teach. Is this really the right time? Will they be ready for what is to come? Will I be ready? Would you allow this time to pass me by? Not that I want my will, Abba, your will be done. I need to get back. I really will be worried. Look, the rays are just now licking at the east gate. That's if the sun is pointing the way. Here, you must enter here. And it is at the same time prophetically illuminating the point of my return and my second coming. Thank you, Abba, I need that. I need the Spirit. I need your strength, your encouragement. I know they will be waiting anxiously for me, but Abba, I want to stop here. Gethsemane. With its skeletal-like olive trees. The tree that never dies. And there's my favorite, so large, but with its heart cut out. Nevertheless, it lives. The garden of the living tree, the tree of life? And my disciples, they love to come here. I will know we will come here after the Passover meal, I have no doubt. But please, suffer me a moment's indulgence to rest here a moment. It's such a nice place to pray. And pray I must, if only for a minute. Abba, you have given man free will. It hurts so to see what he has done with it, but Abba, hear me when I pray. It is your gift, this free will you have given man. I pray, give him the desire to give that free will back to me. Give man the courage to lay it down and to do your will. And may all believe in the one you have sent to them. Ah, there's Philip.
He's headed back to Bethany. He must have come to Olivet to seek me out.
Oh, I best follow him. Besides, Martha will have a pot on with herbal tea steeping. That will take the chill off this morning in my bones. Mary, Martha, and yes, Lazarus. It seems so long ago that Lazarus was dead. Dead 4 days. The men didn't want me to come then either. They argued. Thomas didn't think I heard him. Let us also go that we may die with him. Huh. The fear. But they came, did they not? They did come. And now we have come back here in Bethany, here with Martha and Mary and Lazarus back from the dead. And I have no doubt this same fear-filled menagerie will come with me today.
Ah, Philip, I saw you coming from the mount. Were you seeking me?
Oh, very good. Here I am.
Take Andrew and go into the village. As you enter it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here to me. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it. They will not argue and they will send it back here. Do you understand? Good. Oh, Martha, if you will, may I have a cup of tea?
Please bring it out back. I want to sit briefly under the fig tree.
Huh. Fig tree with no figs. Not that I want one, but when will this tree produce some fruit? Why does Lazarus keep it?
Oh, Abba, they're here. All of them, the 12. The ones you have given me. Keep them in your own care. Oh, Abba, I want them to be united just as we are, with none missing. I have kept them safe. I've guarded them so not one perished. But now, they will follow me today, but where will they be come Friday? Will they eat the Passover with me? I so earnestly desire to eat the Passover with them. All of them. The doubters, the denier, even the betrayer. They are in me and I am in you, that we may all be one. I know that this will be my final meal with them until we break bread together in the kingdom. Oh, Abba, my heart is breaking once again.
Oh, thank you, Martha. No, just the tea. I've eaten. Martha, the figs. Another year? One more year. One chance. Yes, yes, I see.
Abba, I'm not praying for these men alone, but also for everyone who will follow, who will come to me because of the testimony of these. My prayer is for all of them, that they will be of one heart and one mind, just as you and I are. That you are in me and I am in you, so they will be in us. And the world will believe that you sent me. I want them with me, Abba, these that you've given, so that you can see my glory. I want them with me this week. But where will they be when your perfect times come?
Philip, you're back already. Yes, I'm so glad. It was just as I said. Andrew, call for your brother and the others.
It's time for us to set forth. The city will be abuzz with preparation, even at this early hour. And the pilgrims, the pilgrims will be swarming the stalls, the buyers and sellers, the money changers in your house, the house of prayer. But, no, Mary, I wasn't talking to you. I was just praying. Yeah, yes, it can be a confusing time.
Oh, Philip, bring the donkey. Andrew, Peter, where are the others? Yes, yes, this is fine. Yes, they can follow. Let us set forth. Oh, John, give me a hand. You could put the coat on the bare back.
Yes, yes. Come. Thank you. Such a short walk from Bethany to the temple, but today it feels as though we will never arrive. The slope down the Mount of Olives into the Kidron Valley is still a stone's throw away, and it has never seemed so far away. I'm not sure, Abba, if I want to traverse it. It has tripped many a haughty man. But is it not the pathway you have chosen for me the only way? It is not the footing that troubles my heart. It is the prospect of what we will find, what I must endure, the shadows our trek. Show us your favor, Abba. Let us move forward with care. Prepare the way. Lead me in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make the way straight before me. the others have caught up. And here is the garden, but Abba, where is the peace from this morning's quiet? Oh, James, what is it? The crowds? Oh, they're coming out the city, out the mountains. What is that sound? Hosanna. Hosanna. Oh, no, Peter, I can't quiet them. Have you not read what the prophet Zechariah said? Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you triumphant and victorious, humble and riding on an ass. Oh, let them sing. Let them come, palm branches in hand. Oh, even should we hush them, the very stones would cry out and sing. Oh, look at them, such a spectacle. The multitude thronging together, flowing from the city gates. Garments twirling in the air, palms waving like broad fans, fathers lifting their children to their shoulders, women with tambourines dancing. Oh, Haba, the daughters of Zion are rejoicing. Jerusalem is alive with praise. Abba, be exalted, be lifted on the praises of your people. But there, constant reminder, the Romans on horseback and foot soldiers forcefully pressing the crowds in the lane, rudely yelling their commands. Are these not yours too, Abba? Am I not to die for them as well? Pax Romana. May it become Pax Domine. The joy, the delight, the hopes of these people, let their hearts rejoice this day. But where will their hearts be come Friday? When the Passover lamb is slain, where will these people be? Will their hosannas continue to ring? Or will their song change? Well, Abba, you know. It is not for these alone that I enter this city. It is not just for the Jews and their Roman tormentors. It is not just for these living here and now. It is for the crowds yet to be born and for those gone before. Where will the crowds be 100 years from now, in 500 years, 1,000, 2,000? What will they be crying? Will their cry be Hosanna today? And will their song change on Friday? Will this day even be held in remembrance? If so, where will there be on Friday? What will their shout be on that day?